Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yesterday, my daughter, actually a few days ago, says, "Dad, I've never seen the movie Moneyball." Okay. Can I watch it with you? I said, sure. Absolutely. So we, you know, got it on demand, had to pay a little bit for it, whatever, and watch Moneyball. And it's a good movie. Obviously, the one thing I could never understand is why Jonah Hill's character, why they didn't give him his, you know, it was Paul DePesta basically in real life, and they kind of merged two characters into one. Because everybody else, they use their real, you know, name. Billy Bean, obviously, Art Howe.
I believe it's because Paul D. Podesta didn't want to be
associated with it.
I don't know, associated with it, or he didn't want it to be like everybody thinking like what happened in the movie was like what really happened. There's no dramatization to
it. And I can't believe you actually watched this, Tony, for that reason. I mean, it's not exactly 100% authentic.
I know. Well, the only thing that
I would say
about that is, they made it out to be that the A's were this rags to riches deal, but you know they didn't mention the movie that they had a pretty good starting pitching rotation, like Mulder and Zito and Hudson, and they had some good players on that team as well, Tejada.
True, they were cheap, and look, not to backtrack here, it's not like the A's lost and then decided one offseason to change this.
Right,
this was something that they were putting in motion for years and years. That's in the book. It's a great movie and a great book.
Yes,
John, you need to see this. I can't believe you haven't seen it. This is a very good sports movie.
It's a pretty good sports movie. So the point I want to make is, so I'm watching the movie, and one of the key characters in the movie kind of is Scott Hatterberg.
And, Pick a machine.
Yeah, and my daughter goes, wow, that's Chris Pratt. I said, oh, but you know what? You're right. I've seen this movie a couple of times. I didn't realize it was Chris Pratt. So let me ask you this, and I'm not looking for bit roles, like a cameos or anything like that, because those are all, you know, Forrest Whitaker was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Really?
He hardly said anything. Yeah, he was Jefferson, the football player. Yeah.
Ryan Gosling was in Remember the Titans.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
So
that's right.
who in movies are you watching? You rewatch a movie, you say, "Oh my God, I didn't realize he or she played that role." There's another person in that movie that I said, "Wow, she looks really familiar." It was Billy Bean's daughter. Played Ray Donovan's daughter in the series Ray Donovan. Huh. I don't know the actress's name, but
no.
I did IMDb.
So, Stoney,
sure. Yes.
This is crazy because, and I didn't tell you this till now, I had the same experience about a month ago.
Okay.
I was watching Moneyball, and I'm like, that's Chris Pratt. And I didn't realize that was who Hatterberg was.
Yeah.
But I got a little late to the party on the Chris Pratt thing because I watched the Guardians of the Galaxy a few years after they had been out. And that, to me, that's where he's outstanding in those movies,
yes,
I think.
Exactly. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number and the ticket text. Look, there are people that don't realize that Vontae Mack in draft day was Chadwick Boseman.
Right.
It was not one of his better roles, so to speak, or he wasn't.
Oh, great role.
Yeah.
Bad movie.
Yes. One of the. I had this argument with somebody the other day. One of the greatest bad movies ever. I mean, it's one of those movies that, you know, whatever.
But, one of my all-timers is Dennis Haysbert in Major League.
Yes.
That's Pedro Serrano. Like when I watched Major League when it came out back then and I'm in high school, I'm like, oh he's really Hispanic or he's from the Dominican or whatever, you know. And then he ends up being President Palmer on 24.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now he's most known for the commercials.
Yes. Allstate.
Yes. Do you have any, John or Heather?
Yeah, I have one, and it's not a bit role, but it's not a leading role. I was watching a Platoon. About, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks ago. And Johnny Depp is in that movie. And I was watching it going, because obviously Charlie Sheen, William Dafoe, all of those guys are in that movie. And I'm watching it going, wait a second, that's Johnny Depp. And the reason I noticed it was because my kids were talking about the Pirates of the Caribbean and a bunch of different, you know, movies that he's been in. And it just, it hit me when I was watching that. I'm like, wait a second here. It gets coming over here. They didn't watch the entire Platoon show, but I did see Johnny Depp in that movie.
It was funny because in the movie yesterday, Moneyball, my daughter had no idea who was, you know, she knew Brad Pitt was in it, but she's sitting there and watching the movie and Art Howe shows up for the first time. She goes, Dad, oh, this is so sad. I said, why? He goes, because it's Philip Seymour Hoffman and he's dead.
There's another one, not a big role, but he was in Scent of a Woman.
Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Yes.
He is in so many movies.
He was great in Boogie Nights.
I remember he was in Along Came Polly.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He was great in that.
Mm-hmm. All right. 248-539-9797. We got a couple for a similar movie. It's the same movie here. We're talking about I was watching Moneyball, and I didn't realize when I watched it the first time that Chris Pratt played Scott Hatterberg. Here we go. Samuel L. Jackson robbed McDowell's. In Coming to America.
Mm-hmm.
It's another one about Coming to America. Nate from a Garbage Truck. I know you said you didn't want cameos, but when Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall first walked into the barbershop, I never knew until I watched a couple weeks ago that the person sitting in the barber chair getting his haircut was Cuba Gooding Jr. I'll have to watch that again. I completely missed that. Kevin Bacon is in Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Kevin Bacon was also in Animal House. He had a very small role.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Mm-hmm.
Sam Rockwell in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Watched it 20 years later and noticed he had a small role. I never watched that movie. Tom Cruise in Tropic Thunder. Watched it twice before I realized it. I thought everybody knew Tom Cruise was in Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
Jon Favreau is in Rudy. What did he play?
Jon Favreau, he was, wasn't he Rudy's friend?
Yeah, he was Rudy's buddy. A pretty big role in that
That's
movie.
That's right.
Yeah. You know who else was in Rudy was...
Vince Vaughn,
Vince
it says
Vaughn.
Here. Yes,
yes,
was in Rudy for a minor role. It's from Bull from Livonia.
Yeah.
Last practice of the season, this a-hole thinks it's a Super Bowl. Vince Vaughn.
Seth Rogen was in Donnie Darko as a kid in Donnie's class. Don't remember that. Mm-hmm. Maureen on Gross Oil, a Gross... Oil. Gross Eel. Robin Wright was awesome in House of Cards. I stumbled upon Forrest Gump last night and totally never put it together that she was Jenny. Really? That was one of her big roles, I thought, right?
Yeah.
Billy Bob Thornton was Johnny Tyler in Tombstone. Are you just going to sit there and bleed?
This is a great movie.
Remember the Titans has Donald Faison and Hayden Panettiere along with Ryan Gosling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
George Clooney was in Facts of Life.
Yes.
I
know that.
Yeah, I know. Here's one I didn't know. Claire from Modern Family was the PGA rep in Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now I remember that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something, you know, you watch a movie and you're not really sure.